Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
No, I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday. It's Friday. Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
There they go.
Karen, were you doing like the lassoing the horse stance?
I have no idea.
Well, just... I turn around. I'm like, wait, where are we? Yeah.
I really like that she just like went behind you guys. So it's not even for you guys anymore. It's
no.
Just so much more room for activities back there. So much...
Full on dance floor behind me. We need a mirror ball to come down.
Yes.
Love it.
Well,
lasers.
That would be pretty cool. If that happened, then I would probably start dancing too. If we had like disco ball and glow sticks.
And like DJ Marshmallow comes out from the ground.
Then we'd all have to. Let's get to Kendall. Hell yeah. Let's get to Kendall from Kirkland. Kendall, are you there?
I am.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Kendall has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
How many quarters make up $5?
20.
Correct. What was the real first name of Walt Disney?
Oh, pass.
What science guy is in the news for earning a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
Bill Nye the Science Guy?
Yes. How many planets are named after a Greek or Roman god or goddess?
7.
Correct. What band has the songs Toxicity and Chop Suey?
Oh my gosh. System of the Down.
Yes. Red, sweet, and pearl are all types of what vegetable?
Onion.
Yes. Amy Poehler does the voice of Joy in what movie?
Say that again?
Amy Poehler does the voice of Joy in what movie?
Oh God, pass.
What is the capital of Wyoming?
Oh, Fort Collins?
No.
Cheyenne?
Yes. What war began in 1990?
Desert Storm.
Correct. The word arigato means what in English?
Oh, arigato? Japanese. Hello?
No, close, kind of.
I don't know. I don't speak Japanese.
You still got 7 correct, Kendall. Yeah. That's a pretty good score. Okay, I think it's going to be close, but I'm going to be on Kendall's side.
I'm going with Kendall. I'm on Team Kendall for sure.
Danny, what about you?
Got to go with my boy Steve.
Let's go.
There he is.
Wow. He won't even dance with you. He won't even dance with you, Danny.
You know what? He does other things with me, okay?
But like at all dances I'm at, I just lock eyes and watch him dance. Never been one to dance. I just sit in the corner and watch people. That sounded weird. Never mind.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
That was maybe the saddest thing I've ever said.
Yeah.
I hate it. I hate it so much.
Right.
It's so accurate. My high school life in a nutshell right there.
Oh, it's so creepy. How many quarters make up $5?
I believe the answer is go after yourself, Sarah. How many? 20.
Correct. What was the real first name of Walt Disney?
Walter?
Yes. What science guy is in the news for earning a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
Really nailed it in that question. Bill Nye.
Kendall passed, okay?
What?
Correct, yeah. How many planets are named after a Greek or Roman god or goddess?
I'm going to go with 3.
No.
2.
No.
4.
No. Man. What band has the songs Toxicity and Chop Suey?
System of a Down.
You know it. Red, sweet, and pearl are all types of what vegetable?
Apples.
No. A vegetable, dude.
Vegetable. Onion.
There we go. Amy Poehler does the voice of Joy in what movie?
Is that Inside Out?
It is. What is the capital of Wyoming?
Denver.
No.
Wyoming City?
No.
Cheyenne?
Yes. What war began in 1990?
Desert Storm.
You know it. The word arigato means what in English?
Thank you.
You're welcome. And yes, that's correct. Wow, Steve, somehow you got 9 correct.
Told you.
Thank you, Danny.
Which is a win, 9-7. I'm sorry, Kendall.
It's all right. Last time I dropped a deuce, so, you know, I made a good run at it.
You very much improved.
She's making moves.
Good work. See, Danny, you and I were cool. The other two, suckers and losers.
Oh, you're the sucker. You're the loser.
Yeah.
Aw.
Okay.
That makes me feel sad. I'm glad you knew Walter. It was kind of a trick sort of-ish question, but she passed on it. I think she just overthought it.
At least guess Walter.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
I don't know why I'm getting so angry.
And how many planets are named after Greek or Roman goddesses? She got this correct. It's 7.
Oh.
I believe all of them except Earth. Yep.
Nice.
Well, congratulations. That was still
really
good. It's
kind of weird of us to not have the same.
I know.
Follow the same
We're trying
trend.
To be special.
Can I ask a question of you, Steve?
Yes.
Did you know arigato because of the Styx song?
Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto. Thank you very much, Mr. Roboto.
That's why I know what that means.
The Daily Migs Show.
Have you heard the latest trend in breakups?
Uh-oh.
People are now using their voice memo option on their phone to break up with somebody. Some people think that, you know, sending a text is really too cold, kind of a sad cop-out. But then a face-to-face chat might be too intimidating. So they are saying that this might be a middle ground.
I've never used the voice memo thing, and I hope never to. Whenever I get a voice memo from a friend, I'm like, oh, gosh. I don't know why like a voicemail doesn't bother me, but a voice memo does.
So Mary Honkus, she is a freelance writer who reached out to old flames of hers to see how they would feel about being let down over a 45-second voice clip. One of her exes said that it felt like you were taking a moment to be more thoughtful and caring for me, even though you were demolishing my self-esteem.
Okay.
And then another ex said that he prefers to talk in person, mostly for the possibility that you might get to hook up one last time.
Oh, so they just want to get laid.
Yeah, so of course, this brings us to want to ask a simple question of our rockaholics. And that simple question is this, Matthew in Linwood. We'll start with you. What is the worst way you were dumped? Or what is the worst way you dumped someone?
Oh, wow. This is pretty childish. I was in my early 20s. And so I convinced my best friend at the time, one of my workmates, to pretend that we were a bisexual gay couple and that we wanted my current girlfriend to join us for a threesome.
Oh, my God.
What if she said yes?
I don't know. Plan B then real quick.
That is amazing.
That's crazy, Matthew. Thanks for sharing.
That's very... elaborate.
I do like that he prefaced it by saying it was childish because he was right.
Chloe and Kirkland, same question to you. What's the worst way you were dumped or the worst way you dumped someone?
I was in this relationship with a guy for a week, and he and I decided that we just weren't, like, going to be right for a relationship. We were better as friends. And so it was a nice mutual breakup, but then the next minute he was like, oh, I'm gay.
Did he say that just to kind of make it so that, like, he was doubling down, like, okay, now we're completely done? Or was he legit sharing information about him that you didn't know?
I think he was sharing information. I think I was the last woman he ever dated. I think he figured it out and was like, ooh, hate women, love men.
To this Chloe, she confirmed it. I'm done with women.
Crack the code.
Thanks, Chloe.
Daniel and Lacey, the worst way you were dumped or the worst way you dumped someone?
Ooh, I would actually have to pick my high school girlfriend. She came up to me one day, sat me down, and was like, oh, yeah, Daniel, I hate to say this to you, but we can't be together anymore because I view you too much like a brother now.
Oh, no.
Oh, and we don't click on those thumbnails.
No. John, you're on Highway 101. What was the worst way you were dumped or the worst way you dumped someone?
Well, it was kind of neither, really. So it's a funny little story. I was actually in the joints for a little while. I did a little time, and I ended up hooking up with the CO. And we got caught, and I went to the hole, and she got fired, and that's kind of all she wrote.
Wait, so you got in trouble because you went to the hole for going in the hole?
Hey!
Hey! Ha-cha-cha! I'm here all night.
Justin in Ferndale, the worst way you were dumped or the worst way you dumped someone?
Overtext.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How'd they respond to that?
A quick call. Like, I text Mike, okay, I'll do this very, very heartfelt, and I get an immediate call. I'm like, ah, crap. Oh, no. I got to talk.
Now you got to do the thing you don't want to do, which is talk about it.
No, you just send them straight to voicemail. The relationship's over now.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Migs, you're constantly coming up with ideas.
Some better than others.
Most of the time you preface them with dumb ideas.
Dumb, stupid, ridiculous. A stoner idea from a non-stoner, yes.
And you have a dumb game that you would like us to play this morning that involves two of your favorite things.
Yes. Music and farting. And the only reason why I bring it up is because yesterday on the Today Show, I saw something that just completely blew my mind. There's a guy by the name of Sebastian. He was on the show, and he was like just cracking up the host of the Today Show because he's known as, it's on Instagram, Der Shalm, and he has over 5 million people that follow him on like TikTok and a bunch of people on Instagram, and he's a hand fartist.
What?
He's a hand fart artist. Hand fartist.
Okay.
I would like to point out Sarah's face right now. She is so... disgusted by this. We get it.
So here he is on the Today Show. He's been doing this for like 26 years. And it's impressive. And I think you'll be able to figure out what song he's doing right here.
Rick Astley.
Yes. He's Rick rolling them. Pretty impressive, wouldn't you say?
Is this his full-time career job?
Well, I mean, he's got so many views on social media that he's probably monetizing this.
This is wild.
So then I fall down the rabbit hole that is The Hand Fartist by the name of Sebastian. And so I found a couple of things that he's done where he's like actually like looped himself with multiple takes, kind of like how those people do like those a cappella versions of songs where like one part of them is whistling, the other part's them clapping. He did that with his hand farts. And I want to see if you guys can figure out what song this is. Okay? This is like his highly produced version of a hand fart song.
Oh. Oh, this is Linkin Park.
Boom.
Yeah.
Or as some would call it, Stinkin' Park.
You've been thinking about this since yesterday, haven't you?
No, I just saw this morning.
Oh, this morning. I thought you saw it yesterday.
I spent a good 40 minutes just watching his videos. I got no work done this morning. They should have gotten Emily Armstrong. They should have got this guy, and he probably has no backstory that's controversial.
This is amazing.
Is it?
It's very impressive.
I have to disagree.
I can't even make a fart sound with my hands.
I don't know, if you get your hands wet with soap or whatever and you're able to make this noise, yes, you can do it to a rhythm.
I think you think that it's easier than it is. Some do it in their armpit, others do it with their hands, but this guy's impressive.
We have very different definitions of being impressed.
I'm shocked. Okay, I got another one for you.
Oh, here we go.
All right, this one's good too.
Is this every breath you take?
Boom!
You know, I don't know which is more impressive, the guy with the hand farts or Taryn recognizing it within like five. Like, we should do this with Hooker Shook.
Right? Hand farts.
This might be a whole new world that I'm really into.
And I love that he has an effect on it as well. The comments are priceless on this.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Because people are asking him questions. Like one person says, how are you able to sustain the long notes? I've been a hand farter for years now, and I've never figured it out. You are a true master. That's from a guy by the name of at Mr. Smell Nice.
So last week we talked to a professional whistler. Now we find out there's professional hand farters. What is next, Steve?
He even told that guy, says you have to really gain control of the pressure to release the notes as slowly as possible.
Sarah, get him on the show.
No, that's, if you guys want him on the show, you guys got to figure that out yourself.
You know, if I had to pick which of the three of you would be the most impressed, I would have thought it would have been Sarah.
Anything to do with farts, she's out.
But it's not real farts. These are hand farts.
It still doesn't sound good, whether it's a hand, an armpit, the real deal.
I don't know. I think if Danny played this at emo night, I'd rock out to it.
Would you?
Of course he would, because you love it. You love this sound.
See, Sarah's just too much of a lady.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't
Someone said Sarah's just upset because she didn't think of this first.
How did they know? Hey, if he's making money, then yeah.
I would love to know how much money he's making off of the website by monetizing this stuff.
That's why we need to talk to this guy.
So that's why I grabbed some more of his not as highly produced versions of songs where he plays along to the music of certain bands and he does the hand farts to it. And I wanted to kind of see if you guys could figure it out. But I figured, you know what, if someone who's listening right now wants to join in on the fun, we got no prize for this, but give us a call, 206-803-ROCK. And I want to test and see how well you guys are able to pick out these songs based on his hand farts.
Oh, yes, please. Give us a call now, 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, if you are just tuning in, we are playing one of Steve Miggs' dumb games.
Yes.
Steve, you found a guy who is a hand fartist.
He is a hand fartist. His name is Sebastian. He's on Instagram. He's got millions and millions of people follow him on TikTok as well. And what he does is he picks out popular songs, and instead of playing drums along to it, guitar along to it, he farts along to it with his hands.
Oh,
And the best part is, so Sarah's not impressed. And then the entire time we're listening to Van Halen and Nirvana, there's Sarah trying to prove to us that she can do it, failing miserably at it.
Okay, it is a little harder than I thought. I think, you know, when I'm in the shower later today with the soapy water, I'll be able to do it better.
That's her argument. She's like, I need to be wet in order to do this. And then both of us, all three of us had to leave the room.
And I still couldn't do it. It was really embarrassing.
None of us can do it. We actually do have Casey from Bremerton on the phone, too, that wants to help us play Casey. This game. Casey, good morning. Are you ready to identify some hand fart songs with us?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll play the song, and feel free, whoever thinks they know it, just jump in. But, you know, in order to do this game, we need an intro, Danny.
Oh, no.
Here we go. It's now time for another dumb game by Steve Meggs.
Or Steve Meggs.
This could be the stinkiest game ever as we play. Guess what he's farting? Guess what he's farting? Don't worry. It's not a real fart. He's using his hands. Guess what he's farting? Guess what he's farting?
All right. So I grabbed a few of his performances on Instagram. Isolated, so you'll hear a little bit of the vocals. That's just the best it's going to get. But I think you'll be able to try and figure out what song it is. And I think this first song, I feel like most rockaholics... Oh, sorry.
Guess what he's farting.
There we go. Most rockaholics should know this one. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Casey, do you know it?
Off the top of my head, no, I should know it, though.
Why can't I think of the name of the song?
I have no idea what song it is.
About a girl.
About a girl.
You guys are bad at reading farts, man. Yeah. This is very disappointing. Okay, next one, I feel like maybe Danny. You know what? I feel like Danny should know this one. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Casey, do you know it?
Oh, is it Sum 41?
Yeah.
In Too Deep?
I would have never got that one.
I like how it comes in slowly.
Some would call it Some Farty One.
Hey. Oh,
sorry.
No.
All right, next one. Let's see if you guys can figure out this one.
Master Puppets.
Yeah, that's what's up, Casey. All right, we ready for the next one?
Yes.
Okay. See, this guy's impressive.
Oh. Don't Speak by No Doubt. His pitch is impeccable.
The long notes are impressive.
You saw him actually do this on the Today Show.
Well, yes.
I just want to call BS on it. Like, I don't think this is possible.
Do you think he watches Instagram?
That's great. I'm just saying, there has to be some trickery somewhere.
Wow. So you think he's fooling us?
I think there's like a kazoo somewhere.
A kazoo.
Yeah, it sounds like a kazoo to me.
But eventually the truth will come out, and that will just ruin his reputation.
That's fine.
Also, can we see Casey from Bremerton? Do you know how to fart with your hands?
Nope.
Okay. All right. All of us cannot do that skill.
Well, Casey, thanks for playing along for what it might be the dumbest game of all time.
I agree.
I got one more for you guys.
Okay, here we go.
Because I feel like this one's really good.
Is this... Oh, my gosh. Is this Creed?
I'm going to turn off his mic.
I have to say, Taryn, you're very good at this game.
Got a lot of farting experience.
Is it you or Brad?
It's Brad,
100%. Okay. I'm free. Come on, Danny.
No, I'm good.
You don't even like this version?
No. However, can I ask one favor?
Yes.
Can Sarah do her impression of Creed on the microphone, please, with hand farts?
Oh, you want to try it?
Yeah,
I want. I thought I had to go home and practice.
No, I want to see this right now.
Well, it's going to be silent because I don't have my. I'm not soapy or wet right now. Can you hear it?
No.
No.
She's so good at it, guys.
That is a thump, not a fart.
Yeah, that sounds like something completely different and way more inappropriate.
Go home and way practice. More fun. All right, go home and practice.
The Daily Migs Show.